But this one little part of me just doesn't want to hang up. I drive to the mall, I find a payphone and I slide those quarters in. Dial tone, 10 digits later, baby, let me hear you.
Hey everybody, I'm Brad, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for January 11th, 2017. Today's episode is sponsored by Liam C. Everything that goes wrong in today's episode is going to be Liam's fault. And if things go really south and someone's got to answer for it, then I will be giving out Liam's phone number and email address and all that stuff, so you guys can avenge me on whatever the fuck up was that Liam made. If you'd like to support the show and have this kind of responsibility fall on your shoulders, then visit phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. Today I'm going to go through one of my request folders in my email and just call some people that listeners have sent in to me. And that's pretty much my plan for today. And I guess we can just go ahead and get started on that since I don't really have any announcements for today. Oh, I do want to mention scaryart.com, though. I hope Nick Caesar doesn't mind. But he draws a lot of art related to the shows and related to my pranks. I don't know if you guys have seen him. If you don't visit the website, you just listen on the podcast feed or whatever, you may not have noticed. But Nick Caesar's been doing a ton of art for the Snowplow Show for the past year, I think. And he's been doing art for Laugh Track Matt's Party Time Show. But just recently, he's been doing a ton of it, and it's really amazing stuff. In fact, I just got tagged in another one, and I'm looking at it right now, and he's got a picture of me lying in someone's backyard with dog shit next to my head. You know, out there in someone's backyard, looking at the stars, drinking a beer. My eyes are really red for some reason in this drawing. Thanks, Nick. I think I'm going to make this one today's show art. And all of you should go pay your respects to Nick at scaryart.com. I mean, scary-art.com. There's a hyphen between scary and art, because hyphens always make it easier to tell people about a URL. So thank you, Nick, for being the official Snowplow Show artist. And everyone should definitely go to scary-art.com and pay your respects to Nick. You guys remember a couple shows ago, I pranked a property manager, and I got a hold of the person who submitted the prank first. Her name was Quinn. I accused her of being a nerd for using periods in her phone numbers. And she had me prank some girl named Amber that she worked with, I guess that was her employee. And I can't remember exactly what happened with Amber, but I think she got a little annoyed with me, but maybe didn't believe what I told her. I can't remember. This was, you know, a week ago. Can't remember that far back. Anyway, I got a new prank submission here from Amber, the girl that I pranked, and now she wants me to prank someone else. It's kind of like one of those pay it forward things. You know, those pyramid schemes that people do for good deeds? Only this one's for bad deeds. You know, prank calls. So Amber says, okay, so you guys tried to prank call me at my job at apartments, and I, of course, didn't fall for it. And then right here is where her submission switches into all caps. But I do have someone that will fall for it. It's our old boss, Donna. She definitely an evil and conniving bitch. We would love for you to prank her. All her information is, and then it has her name, her apartment place that she manages, the address, the phone number, the apartment number to use, and to please, please, please get her good, and let us know when you post her recording online, because it will make our day after everything she's done to us. Thanks, guys. You're great. So let's call this apartment and see what happens.
Thank you for calling Apartment Hub. This is Donna.
Hey, I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Sure. Well, first of all, what's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy, okay. R-O-Y, okay. Which building do you live in?
Which building? I don't know. I'm in 20-8.
Okay. You're in building 20, apartment 8. Okay, what can I do for you, Roy?
Well, I was just wondering, I'm having this problem with our toilet, because I've been flushing a lot of sand down the toilet.
Flushing a lot of what down the toilet?
Sand. Like lots and lots of sand.
Why are you getting sand?
We had a lot of sand out on the floor, just all over the floors in the living room and the bedroom and the kitchen.
Yeah.
We're doing like a beach theme for last summer. And, you know, we're just now picking it up because it's getting kind of messy. Cat's been pooping in it, thinking everything's a litter box.
Oh, wow.
So we've been just kind of scooping up the sand a little bit at a time and flushing it all down the toilet. But now the toilet.
I don't think that's a good idea. You shouldn't flush that down the toilet because that could ruin the lines. And, you know, you don't want to get stopped up because you would be responsible for the plumbing bill.
Oh, I doubt that. It's not going to ruin anything. It's just sand. That's all. Sand's smaller than poop.
I've been in this business 31 years and I've never heard of flushing sand down in toilet.
Yeah,
well, let me go and write this up and I'll get Eddie to look at it.
We flushed all.
So is it stopped up now?
Well, it just won't flush, but I don't see any sand in there. Well, maybe there's a little bit. Like, when we flush it, a lot of sand comes out of where the water comes out. It's really weird.
Okay, I'll try to take a look at it, okay?
But we flushed about, I don't know, like 100 square feet of sand so far. Like, we did the entire living room.
In sand?
Yeah, just tons and tons of sand. Like, You know, a good 500 pounds of sand, probably.
500 pounds? Are you not afraid that? How can you get it out of your carpet?
Oh, I don't know. It's not our problem. It's not our carpet, you know.
But like, I know it, but it will be if you have to pay for it when you move out. You're responsible.
Oh, we won't have that kind of money when we move out.
No, are you sure you got the right number?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Apartment homes.
Yeah. Yes, or it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's just,
I've never heard of this. Okay.
No,
I'll send Eddie over.
We had sand piled up at least 6 to 8 inches in every room of the house. So we could.
You can't do that.
Yeah, it was really heavy. In fact, I think I was hearing these cracking sounds underneath as if just too much pressure on the floor. And you know, I hope it's not going to crash through or anything. That's another reason we're getting rid of it.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, if anything happened, do y'all have that renter's insurance?
No, that's too expensive. It's like $8 a month or something.
Well, you'll be totally responsible for everything. You will.
I don't think. I mean, nothing crashed through, so everything's.
Okay, I'll get Eddie to come look at it. Okay,
but,
Roy.
Okay, but we've already taken all the sand out of the living room. I'm flushing all the stuff from the bedroom right now, but it's.
Yeah, I wouldn't put no more in my toilet. I would put it in garbage bags and take it to the dumpster.
Oh no, that's too heavy. That's just way too heavy. Sand's really heavy.
Yeah, I know. What's your phone number?
And then, you know, we have like 5 cats, and they've all just been pooping in every room. They think every room's just a gigantic litter box.
You have 5 cats in your apartment?
Yeah.
You can't have over 2.
Oh, no, we have 5. You know, they had kittens, and then just got out of control, you know?
Yeah, but after 6 weeks, you can't help it too in there.
Yeah, but you know they're cute, so we kept them.
I know, but you can't have them. You're breaking your lease. I mean, this you're violating your lease agreement.
Yeah, but you know, no one ever comes in here, so we figured it was okay.
No, it's not okay.
Well, now we're attached to them. They're part of the family, so we can't get rid of them.
I understand you love your little pets and your cats. I understand that, but you can't help that many.
Well, too late now.
It's not too late. I mean, you'll have to get rid of them.
We're going to have to buy some litter boxes next because they've just been pooping wherever.
Like okay, let me let you go. Couches. Let me see if I can get a hold of Betty.
Well, I want to talk some more, please.
Sir, I'm really busy. I'm with somebody.
Who are you with?
I'm with John.
What are you doing with John?
Goodbye.
What do you guys want? Well, shit, she didn't get upset at all. I don't know what your problem is, Amber, but she seemed like a really nice lady, a really nice, reasonable lady. Maybe you're the evil and conniving one. You ever think of that, Amber? Let's call her right back and just, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I want her to get angry with me.
Thank you for calling
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm going to leave you a
bit. You know what? You're wasting my time. Get off the phone. Or I'm fixing to call the law.
No, listen, I'm just going to leave you a bad Yelp review. Holy shit. Okay, Amber. I guess you were right after all. She's a really grouchy woman. So thanks for the submission. I'm too lazy to email you and let you know I did this, so hopefully your friends will let you know. I mean, I could just push the button right now and say, it's done, look at today's show, but no way, fuck that, I'm not doing that for you. What's Amber ever done for me? Except get me yelled at really good. Here's one for a lady that says, this gem of a gal and her husband are hardcore into their lawn. He says, yes, they even water it while it's raining and during restricted water usage, so a good old-fashioned lawn killer prank would be good. She also refers to lawnmowers as those big machines, passive-aggressively keeps cars from parking on either side of corner lot, claiming worrying damage to that parked car. I remember reading all this stuff before, but I can't remember if I left it in the last show. Anyway, this is a prank request from a guy named Cactus Rider.
Hello?
Hello, Dinah?
Who?
Dina, I don't know. This is Greg from True Green, the lawn care company.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn over the weekend.
Okay.
And it was an accident. We were supposed to spray a lawn down the street. But, you know, accidents happen. Just wanted to apologize for that.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's not going to do anything bad to the grass, is it?
Well, it's going to kill it all. Just that, because it was... The guy was trying to get rid of his lawn, you know, for the environment. He's going to put rocks in his lawn instead of grass.
Who is this now?
My name is Greg from True Green.
Where's your office at?
Why? I don't really have an office. I'm just an independent contractor. I just drive the truck. I'm just letting you know that one of the houses on my route, they messed up. They put the wrong address down. They transposed a couple numbers. Their fault.
How do you plan to remedy this?
Just with an apology, basically. I'm just saying I'm sorry. It was an accident. Accidents happen.
And you're saying all my grass is going to die?
Not right away. It's going to, probably during the next rain, there's going to be like this green mist come up out of the grass, kind of like this ghostly glowing green mist. And it'll slowly turn yellow, and it'll release a lot of methane, and it's basically bad for the earth. It creates a lot of emissions, and it destroys the ozone. Ma'am? Hello? She hung up.
Yes.
Oh, hey, we got disconnected somehow. I think I had a bad connection, and I was going under a bridge. I'm sorry about that. But I just wanted to let you know I'm sorry and stuff. And have you thought about getting your lawn treated to with an antidote, ma'am?
Hold on, I'm getting a paper and pencil.
What for? What for? How come? What are you gonna do with it?
You are Greg.
Greg, yes.
From where?
True Green. But not the True Green without the E. We're literate here. It's T-R-U-E green. Like True Green. It's basically
and
like when someone
located?
Steals a name on Twitter and then the celebrity has to say the real blah, blah, blah. You know, we're True Green with an E.
And where is your office located?
Oh, I already explained that to you. I'm an independent contractor. I work from my home and I just drive the truck.
So who is your boss?
Okay, look, I'm going to come clean with you. This is just a joke. I'm just kidding around. This is actually a marketing technique we use now. And I was wondering if you might need our services to make your lawn nicer and greener. Hello? Ma'am? She keeps picking up the phone, and I have no dial tone. It's kind of a bummer, oh, and there she goes. She hung up. I don't know why she wouldn't talk to me or yell at me a little bit more. But whatever, and at least I finally got through to them, and now Dina, whatever her name is, she can appreciate her beautiful lawn that she has that isn't killed, and maybe her and her husband will put some serious thought into using lawn services. But not those crappy imitation lawn services without the E that don't know how to spell. Has to be True Green, not True Green. Here is a prank request from Nikki D, and it was sent back in November, just a few days after my FBI raid, it looks like. And Nikki says, hi, Brad. I work at the Market Basket. Here's a number for you to call. Say you are Tom Gavin. Is Tom Gavin a real name or is that a fake name? Is that the manager's name? Should I have just said where you work, Nikki? I hope I don't get you fired for this one, but he sent me a picture of someone's desk. I guess somebody that he works with. And it says that the so-and-so Methodist Church, April, would like to know if we could donate 50 reusable bags. And I don't know about you guys, but that immediately says to me that she's looking for something to repackage her drugs in, that she's purchased wholesale, so she can sell them in street quantities. Pretty sure that's what's going on here. This whole Methodist Church thing is just a big cover. It's a front.
Hello?
Jeez. Hey, April?
No, this is Sandy. Who's calling?
Oh, well, this is Tom Gavin from Market Basket. She left a message for us saying she needed some bags.
Okay, hold on one second, hon.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, April?
Yes, hi.
Hey there, it's Tom Gavin from Market Basket. I guess you left a message saying you needed some bags from us, some reusable bags.
Oh, wow, that was like back in November.
Yeah, I'm really behind on my prank requests.
It's okay. No, I think we're all set. Maybe next Thanksgiving?
Oh, okay. Did you get them already?
Yeah, Stop and Shop gave them to them.
Oh, Stop and Shop. Those motherfuckers.
Yeah, because they said that you guys had to go through corporate.
Oh, no, we could have done it. It just seemed really suspicious, you needing reusable bags. Like, what are you doing, selling drugs?
No, it's for the Thanksgiving baskets that church does.
Yeah, we get that a lot, though. Yeah. You know, people around Thanksgiving, they try to get reusable bags for us to sell little, you know, little things of weed and crack and whatever else.
I thought you were actually calling because I gave an application.
Oh, no, I didn't know about that. What, are you trying to get a job here?
Yes, sir.
I
returned my application about 3 days ago.
Oh, I didn't.
I thought you were calling.
I wasn't even aware of that. No, I'm just calling about the bag thing. And are you trying?
Oh no, I may live up in the hood, but I don't do drugs.
Well, are you trying to get a job here so you can just kind of, you know, sneak out those reusable bags each year, each Thanksgiving?
No, not at all.
Try and embezzle.
Yeah, I'm actually just looking from mother's house. I have two little girls that are 10 and 9.
Yeah.
I prefer the kitchen, though, because I don't really think I'd make a good cashier.
Ah, yeah, I see. Well, you know, this isn't a job interview. I'm just calling about these bag things. I'm not, like, a manager or anything.
If you guys do that for us in November, the church office will give you a letter, you know, for your tax write-off and everything.
Can they send us a picture to prove what you're doing with the bags? Because, I mean, you know, around Thanksgiving, that's a really big drug.
Is this your cell phone number?
Yeah, I'm calling from my cell phone.
All right, I'll actually send you over a picture of it. How's that?
Yeah. I want to see these bags firsthand, not being used for drugs.
Okay. The only drugs that will be in is tryptophan that's in the turkeys.
Yeah, that's what most drug dealers say, but we know they're full of crap.
I'll definitely send it over to you.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks, April. I'll put in a good word for you on this application thing.
Okay, thank you.
I totally won't just throw this application in the trash can that's right here next to the desk.
No, I'm a nice person, I promise.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm just saying I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
A nice law-abiding,
non-drug-using
person like you. Okay, all right, I can't wait.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, bye, honey.
All right, bye.
So the number I'm calling from, it's my account number for one of my phone service things that I use, and the number has a total of 8 digits in it, so probably she's going to try and text that, and it'll end up texting India or something and charging her $150. That's what I'm hoping for. But damn it, April just, she just did not care. She thought everything was hilarious, and now I kind of want to save her phone number and call her back in a few days as the manager. Offer her a job interview, but I can be like, oh, we don't do the interviews here. You have to go over to the courthouse and go into the basement and open the door that says restricted area and, I don't know, send her off on a crazy scavenger hunt thing. Maybe get her to commit a few crimes.
Welcome to the botnet, we love you. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. Welcome to the botnet. We love you. My botnet is the best. It will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow. It makes Homer ass safe. Welcome to the botnet. We love you. My botnet is the best. It will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow. It makes Homer ass safe. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer ass safe. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer ass safe.
Here's yet another request. This one looks kind of interesting. This was sent on November 7th, the day before my FBI raid. I don't know why I keep bringing up the FBI raid, you guys. It's just I see these dates back in November. I'm like, oh yeah, the month I got raided by the FBI. Cocky Monster says, I have attached some pictures of bids with phone numbers from an auction held at my son's school this weekend. Every year they do a thing called the Polar Bash, and there is a carnival-like atmosphere with a silent auction for baskets containing a variety of items like crayons and games and toys and cooking shit for parents to bid on. Also, there are other dumb gifts like getting a ride to school by the police and shit like that donated by the police department or getting a room painted by a local painting company. I took as many pictures as I could of the auction forms to help. You do good work on the Goodwill auction, so I figure this might be good material. And it looks like I have 6 different pictures attached to this email, and each one is a different sign-up sheet. And this first one is for Extra Recess. The highest bid will win an extra recess for your class. And it's just like the Goodwill auctions. There's a name, and then there's a phone number area, and then there's the bid amount area. And this one only has one bid, because, you know, what parent's going to pay for their kid to have an extra 10 minutes of recess? What a horrible thing to spend your money on, when you could spend that on, you know, getting a ride to school from the police or something. And the person that wrote this down, you know, the handwriting, it's adult handwriting, but the name on it is Bailey, and that sounds kind of like a kid's name, so I think I'm going to be calling this number and asking for a kid, possibly. And I don't even know how I'm going to do this. I mean, I can't say I'm the teacher, because I don't know the teacher's name, and also that's probably just a bad idea. And I don't want to act like a complete psychopath if I'm calling from the school that their kids go to. So how am I going to do this in a way that doesn't cause the entire school to go into lockdown? I guess I could say I'm a parent, teacher, helper person. I'm a volunteer.
Hi, this is Pam.
All right. Pam's not answering. I've called her about 10 times. And there's no answer, and I guess thank God for that. I didn't really know what to say. I was going to say something like it caused a big uprising from the other classes because they were jealous of the extra recess that they gave them. Several of our students are dead now. Yep, that's what I was going to say. Okay, so the next page on this list is for a t-shirt, and 2 people bid on the t-shirt. It looks like a lady bid $10 on it, and then this guy underneath, he did a total bitch move, and he bid $11. He didn't do 15 or 20. He bid $11 and probably won it because of that. What a dick. It's $25 value, it says.
You've reached the voicemail.
Okay, well, the first person on this list is not picking up. I was going to tell her about the itching powder we put in this guy's shirt just because it was such a bitch move. And I don't know what to say to this next guy. I can't even read his name. It looks like his name is Stav. That can't be right. Maybe it's Stan?
You've reached Stanley Moore. Please leave your name and number.
Ah, okay. Stanley. So it is Stan. He has horrible handwriting.
You've reached Stanley Moore. Please leave your name and number.
Uh-oh. He's hitting the fuck you button. I'm going to keep calling him until he picks up.
Hello?
Hello, Stanley?
Yeah, may I ask who this is?
Yeah, this is Roy. I'm a student, parent, volunteer thingy over at the school. I'm just calling.
Yes.
I'm calling about this t-shirt that you bid on. You know, you bid on
a t-shirt.
Yeah, you bid on a t-shirt for $11 for the Richland Rebels. It has your name on it. You didn't put your name on this thing?
Well, I did, but I mean, everything that was there was overbid. I mean, somebody else. I mean, I didn't have any.
Oh no, you won.
I mean, I checked before I left those.
Well, no, you won this one because the person after didn't do it, so we're going to go ahead and send it out. But the person that bid before you, that was Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly bid $10, and then you bid. You did a bitch ass move and bid 11 right after her instead of like 15 or something.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, no, I was just telling you, like, Kelly, she was really upset with you, and she poured a bunch of itching powder in the shirt. She's like, I'll show that Stan motherfucker. That's her words, not mine. So, sorry about the language. But I just wanted to let you know, I vacuumed all the itching powder out of the shirt, so it should be okay. You might want to run it through the wash, though. Kelly's just like this, you know? She's like this with everyone. She's always looking for conflict. I vacuumed it out, though. Are you still there? Stanley? Hello? Stanley? Hello? Stanley hung up on me. Let's try him right back. I don't know what happened. I think he hung up when I said the F word. Hello?
Hello, how can I help you?
Oh, hey, I was calling for Stanley. I was talking to him and he hung up on me like the bitch ass that he is.
Fuck you!
What? Don't curse at me. Look at that bitch-ass move that Stanley did, putting his wife on the phone. He's like, I can't handle this. I better get my wife to talk for me, because I'm too busy outbidding people by just a dollar. Okay, so I'm not having a whole lot of luck with this list so far, but I have 4 pages left. And I guess the guy that took these pictures, Cocky Monster, he probably took the pictures and then Stanley got outbid, so that's why we don't see the outbids on here. In fact, it's the same way on this next page. In fact, I can't even read the phone number on this one. The page is kind of blurry, and there was only one phone number on that one. I think Cocky Monster got there really early and snapped his pictures and just got the hell out of there. He didn't stick around to see who won. But here's one that says it's a Christmas shopping date night. The value is $90, and there's 3 bids for $20, $25, and $30, but only 2 of the bids have phone numbers on them. And I have no idea what to say about this one because I don't know what it is, really. Christmas shopping date night? The hell is that?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Diane. It's Roy from the school, but I'm just a parent volunteer, totally not affiliated with the school in any way. I'm calling
about... what school?
The elementary school. I'm calling about this auction thing that you filled out back in...
okay.
Back in November.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you were trying to win the Christmas shopping date night.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and you bid $20, but you saw it's worth, the value is like $90, right?
I don't recall it offhand, to be honest with you.
Oh, what even is it? I mean, what's a Christmas shopping date night?
I have no idea. Maybe give some gift certificates and some restaurant gift certificates?
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted...
what company are you with?
Oh, no, I'm just a volunteer here, just doing the auction stuff. I just wanted to let you know that was, you know, you're being a real cheapskate, because it's worth $90, and you only bid $20. So,
yep.
Basically, you know, what the hell.
So how much did it end up going for?
Oh, we ended up getting $85 in the end, so you lost.
Oh, good.
But it's your own fault.
So I helped drive that number up, didn't I?
Well, sort of, but that's not the way to do it. You're being kind of a jerk about it. You know, $20, you don't even intend to pay. You don't even know what it was.
Oh, no, I spent a lot of money at that auction. I did very well for the school, but thanks for your call today.
But no, look, you're not listening to me. It was a bitch-ass move to bid so little on a $90 item. Ma'am, hello? Don't you know how auctions work? I guess she hung up on me. The last person on this list is Pamela again, and I think I tried to call her earlier on a different auction, and she never picked up. Maybe she'll pick up this time. And why'd that lady ask what company I'm with? I told her I'm from the school.
Hi, this is Pam. Give me a call back.
What the hell, Diane? Yeah, so Pam's still not answering, so I guess we're going to move on to the next list. Page number 5, and holy crap, there are, it looks like, 8 numbers on this one. And the description says, let's go Rangers. I guess, I don't know, maybe it's a t-shirt or something. It doesn't say how much it's worth, but the bidding started at $5 and it ended up at $17 between 8 people. Look at all these people just adding $1 to their bids. They just don't know how auctions work. No idea what to say since I don't know what this is. I think I'll just accuse them of stealing my pen. That always seems to work.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
She's hanging up right away. She's hitting the fuck you button. Hey,
hello?
Hey, Brandy. This is Roy from the elementary. I'm a parent volunteer.
Yes.
Totally unaffiliated with anything in the school. I just, I'm calling about this auction thing you filled out for the Let's Go Rangers.
for the okay.
You know, you filled out this auction and you put your phone number and you wrote down $5.
Uh huh.
And then you stole our pin. We want our pin back.
I didn't steal no pin.
Oh, yes, you did, because we have security cameras around here, and the cameras don't lie. We saw you write your name and everything, and then you just put it right in your pocket, like it's yours.
An ink pin?
Yeah, an ink pin. A blue one. See, now it's ringing a bell. You remember stealing the
pin. No, it's not ringing a bell.
Well, you know, it's not cool. You shouldn't be going around stealing pins, especially from an elementary school.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm a volunteer here. Just kind of helping out around here. And we noticed...
And you're calling me to tell me that I stole an ink pen from the school.
Yeah, you stole it. Oh, what was it? November 5th, I think? Yeah, here and yeah, we see you put it in your pocket. You don't have to lie about it, because we know you did it.
Is this some kind of prank?
No, ma'am. We don't prank here.
I've got some guy calling me saying I stole the pen from the school, but they've got it on video camera.
Well, don't get mad just because you're upset you got caught. You finally got caught.
He says I've gotten caught, but I stole a blue ink pen.
Who are you talking to? It's very rude.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, hey, sir. I just needed to let you know to please control your wife. She's coming over here and stealing ink pens from little kids, and it's not cool.
Hey, and where is exactly all this taking place at?
Well, she filled out an auction thing here at the elementary school for a Let's Go Rangers thing.
Where? And what city? What town? What state?
What are you talking about? Why would it be a different state than where you're at? I don't know where you are. That's where our school is. What is this? Is this some sort of a scam?
Hey, if you know where I'm at, why don't you come by here?
Why? What are you going to do, tough guy?
No, why don't you just come by here and we can talk in person?
Well, that seems silly because, you know, I got you on the phone. I'm letting you know what the problem is. Can you just stop defending your thief of a wife and have her bring the pen back?
What pen is it? Tell me what this pen looks
like. It's a blue ink pen. It's a Bic. It cost 59 cents and we want it back.
Well, damn. Won't you report that to the police then?
Well, because they won't take it seriously because it's only 59 cents. But, you know, we're a school.
Exactly.
We're under budget.
Take the 59 cents, bro. Stick it up your ass. Bye.
Well, we don't have it because your wife stole it. What am I going to stick up my ass? Nothing?
Hello?
Hey, Melissa?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a volunteer here at the school. I was just calling about this auction form that you filled out for the Let's Go Rangers. You bid like $6 back in November.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember that?
Okay, yeah, sure.
And it looks like after you put in this bid, you stole our pin. You just took the pin with you.
No.
I'm just calling to say not cool. They wanted me to call and let you know not cool stealing our pins like that.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm a volunteer here, just helping out with the paperwork and stuff here at the school. And
do you know how long ago an auction was?
Yeah, it was back in November, but that doesn't make it any less of a crime to steal, you know, a Bic pin from little kids. Not cool, Melissa.
Interesting.
What's interesting about it? You think
is this a joke?
Your thievery is interesting now? No, it's not a joke. They really would like their pin back if you can do that, but if not, they just wanted me to let you know, not cool, stealing pins.
All right, well, I'll make sure I get a box of Bic pins to them tomorrow.
Oh, no, you don't. This isn't a charity case. You don't have to just give us pins. We just want back what you stole, the one.
Okay, I'll find it.
Unless you've stolen other pins that we don't know about and you're just making up for all of that.
I've stolen a lot.
Okay, well, okay, then in that case, I guess a box would be appropriate.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well,
I think so.
Can you hurry up with that?
Can I get your last name?
Sure, it's Gerbel.
And can you spell that?
THAT. And I'll let them know, I'll mark it down here on the records, that you're going to bring a box of pins by to make up for all the pins you've stolen over the years. I'm going to write this down on the papers. Hello, Melissa?
Hello?
Oh, hey, what happened? You disappeared.
Oh, I don't know. Are we done here?
Oh, you sound like crap now.
Well, okay, that's good. Like, I've got a child in the car.
Oh, okay. What's the child's name?
None of your business.
Okay.
I don't even know who you are.
This is Roy Gerbel. I'm a volunteer. Just let you know, bring back the pins. And
okay.
And ma'am, you should not be stealing pins from the school. It's not cool.
I will work on that.
All right. Please, no more thievery.
Okay.
Well, have a nice day.
You too. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. So far, nobody's believing the whole pin story. I don't think, anyway.
Hello?
Hello, Amanda?
This is she.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I'm a volunteer over here at the elementary school, and I'm calling about this auction that you filled out for the Let's Go Rangers. It looks like you bid $15 on it. Hello?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm just kind of taken aback.
Why are you taken aback? Did you not fill this out? Is this fraud or something?
No, I think I did, I've just never met anyone named Roy. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just a volunteer here at the school. I'm totally unaffiliated with the school. I'm just here helping out with the papers. You know?
Okay, yeah. I did bid on it at one point,
okay,
but I wasn't the highest bidder.
Right, yeah, yeah. Jenny, she totally beat you because she's less of a cheapskate. Anyway, you stole the pin after you filled out the form, and the school is telling me to ask you to please bring the pin back. It was a Bic. Oh, so it's funny. You think it's funny to steal pins from children?
Yeah, okay. I know I didn't steal any pins.
Well, we know you did, because the security cameras don't lie.
Okay. Well, I will gladly bring an entire box of pins in.
Okay, but we also need an apology. If you could just apologize real quick.
I did not take any pens, but I will buy some to bring them in.
No,
so I have nothing to apologize for.
That's not an apology. That's more like a denial. We need.
And I don't have anything to apologize for.
Well, except for stealing pens, because we know you did. We have it on the security tapes. Hello? Amanda? All right, Amanda hung up. And that was the last one on that list. I know I said there was more before, but it was a bunch of the same people bidding over and over to try and win the Let's Go Rangers thing and to probably steal pins as well. So the last one we have here is probably a horrible idea for me to do. It's a police ride to school. Value is, I think it says really good and priceless, or really great and priceless. Minimum bid $10, and there's only two people on this list. Because Cocky Monster didn't hang around and get the entire list. He left early. So in this one, we have Sue and Betty. And Sue's on here twice, Betty's on here once. And why do they want to involve themselves with the police when they just stole a pin? Seems pretty fucked up.
James S. Dent.
Oh, hey, is Sue around?
Sue?
Yeah.
May I ask who's calling?
Sure, this is Roy from the elementary school. I'm a parent volunteer. I'm just calling about this auction list she filled out.
Okay.
And you don't have to be a jerk.
Just a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Sue?
Yes.
This is Roy from the school. You filled out this auction thing to get a ride with the police officer? And I was just curious, why would you try and involve yourself with the police if you're just going to steal our pin after you filled this out?
I don't know, did I?
Yeah, you took our pin, and that's illegal. You're breaking the law. It's kind of ironic.
Well, that is something that I would have done, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're... To be honest, to be frank with you, we're sick of it. You're just always coming around and stealing things from us, stealing pins. I mean, come on, I know it's just a pin, but that stuff adds up.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
So, you're going to give me a ticket?
A ticket? No, we're just, I was just hoping for an apology.
Oh, well.
Maybe an apology where you're not laughing in my face?
Okay, Ben. I would apologize. And I wish I had that pen.
But what'd you do with it? You just throw it in the trash? Is it just like a thrill for you?
No.
You weird little klepto?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, what'd you do with it after you took it? Retrace your steps.
Well, if I had taken it, I would have put it in my purse.
Okay, let's empty out your purse right now. Go get it. Hurry up.
Oh, no, I've emptied it a lot of times.
Snapping my fingers. All right. Well, what do you do when you empty your purse? You just throw everything in the trash?
No.
Well, I hope that pen leaked all over everything. I hope it ruined all your stuff.
Thank you.
you would totally deserve that. You know? Hello?
Hello?
Sue? Oh, okay. You got really quiet. It's like you're just...
I was just waiting. I was waiting for the next pin to fall.
Oh, I thought you were quietly contemplating what a thief you are.
No.
Hey, can your husband sounded irritable. Can I talk to him real quick?
He really doesn't have time right now.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Getting ready to go to church.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, please. It'll just take a minute. It's about this other auction that he filled out.
It's about what?
It's about this other auction that he filled out. It's really important. I just need to talk to him real quick. And then I'll get back to you. We'll get you back on the phone and I'll yell at you some more.
No, you just... Can you talk to me about it? I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Whatever. You're not taking it seriously, though. You're just laughing. You think it's funny that you stole from us.
Well, I'm wondering why you called.
Is it only him going to church? Do you not go to church because you like to steal things?
No, it's because I'm sick today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a likely excuse. Anyway, I guess if I can't talk to your husband, I can let you go, but, you know, just try to stop stealing pins everywhere you go.
Okay, I thought maybe you were going to say if I did my penance that you would pick up my grandson and take him to school.
Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe you could come by the school and I'll give you a spanking?
No, I don't think so.
And then we'll just call it even.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, well, I tried to work it out with you. I offered a simple solution, just a quick spanking.
Oh.
But whatever.
All right.
Okay, well, hey, if you come across that pin, can you bring it back to the school, please?
I sure would.
Okay, it costs upwards of 89 cents, and it's a lot of money to a school.
Okay, well, I could bring you a dollar.
Oh, no, this isn't a charity case. We just want the pin back. We just want what's ours.
Okay.
Hey, is he done getting ready for church yet?
I will do that.
Is he done getting ready for church? Can I talk to him real quick? Is
that well, him? let me see.
Okay.
Do you have time to talk a minute? Say hello.
Hello?
Oh, hey there, Mr. James. I just wanted to let you know, you should probably make sure your wife goes to church with you tonight, because she keeps stealing from our school.
She just might do it.
Okay, well, just tell her. She does not have a choice tonight. She needs the Jesus, okay?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I guess you're both just going to laugh at me about this whole thing. Whatever.
Yo. Well, you have a great evening.
Thanks, you too.
And a blessed one at that.
Yeah, I love you.
Yep. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Didn't even say he loves me, too. And damn it, I thought he was going to be grouchier. When he answered before, I thought he sounded grouchy.
Oh.
Hello, is Betty there?
No, she's not.
Oh, do you know when she'll be there? What's she doing? Where's she at?
She's at work right now.
Oh, where's she work at?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm a volunteer here at the elementary school, and she bid on an auction thing here for a police escort to school.
All right, yeah. She won't be home till about 7 o'clock.
Oh, 7. Is it like that every night?
It's H&R Block. She's working up there.
Oh, tax season, isn't it? Is it nice to have her out of the house? Like, do you enjoy having the time alone? Does she get on your nerves?
No, huh?
Oh, just curious. I know I love it when mine's gone.
Do we need to pick that up? Or?
Yeah, she won for $12, it looks like. But this other lady, her name is Sue, and she got angry because Betty pulled this bitch-ass move, and like she bid $11 after Sue had already bid $10. You know, she only bid like a dollar extra. She's trying to sneak it out from underneath her. So she got angry. She got angry, and she put itching powder in the shirt. So I'm just calling to let you know you can pick it up, but you may want to wash it first.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Is that the school?
Yeah. This just come to the school, pick it up. But you know, wear gloves.
Okay.
And you know, if it's just itching powder, it's no big deal. But she should probably run it through the laundry. You know, maybe 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9 times, you know, something like that.
All right.
And also, when she bid on this, she stole our pin.
I don't think so.
No, she did. She signed her name. I'm looking on the security tape right now. She signs her name and her phone number, and then she looks around suspiciously, and she waits for this one lady to turn her back, and then she slips it into her purse.
Where is this at?
At the school. We were doing this, fair type thing. You know, carnival like.
Yeah, she was in charge part of it.
The what?
My daughter.
Huh?
My daughter was in charge of that.
Oh, well, maybe that's who she was making sure wasn't looking on the camera.
No, I don't believe that.
What? I can't believe she would steal with her daughter's back turned like that. And, you know, just. Well, shit, nobody's believing me about this whole stolen pin thing. And I just went through the list again, called back some of the numbers that wouldn't answer, and I'm not getting any answers, so I guess this one is over. Thanks, Cocky Monster, for sending this list in. I love to think that parent listeners are hanging out in grade schools and just covertly snapping pictures of lists of parent phone numbers. I'm forcing you guys to be creepy, it's awesome.
Ah, fucking shit, Brad. Damn it, this is Chris Phillips. You know
what,
man?
Chris.
I'm listening to the last podcast about the corporate favors. And you got that girl at Starbucks, you get butt slammed. And you know what? Fucked up again, man. You're supposed to have her say, what's your favorite radio station that butt slams you?
I did
and
that.
And have them say, my name is whatever.
I did that somewhere on the show. I remember doing that, and she actually did it.
And I just got butt slammed by the gerbil.
Quit, give me
you
shit.
You couldn't even fucking do that, man. Screwed up again.
I did too.
Brad. You're acting like your friend Chad, you fucking Chad. Okay,
whatever.
Texas.
Whatever.
Texas. Bye.
Apparently you didn't listen to the entire show. Sure, I did that at least one time.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico.
Hey, Nico.
I was just wondering if anybody did the fart thing. This is disgusting, but, I mean, it's just life. If anybody actually farted in line and then they look at the person behind them and said something.
Yep.
I was just curious. Didn't seem to follow up on that. Anyways, back to her. Thank you for your show.
I haven't heard anything. Nobody ever does their homework assignments on my show.
Brad, how's it doing? It's Corbin Guy.
Oh, hey, Corbin
Guy.
Hey,
okay. So here's the thing. I was jerking off in my friend's shower this morning, and it got to thinking, hey, you know, university dorms are often plagued with, drainage backups due to extra spunk in the key trap. So, how about this? Since a university,
I'm sure that's a problem,
dormitories and such usually have a set prefix for the in-house phones. I don't know. This age with cell phones, maybe this idea just really sucks.
Do they even put phones in dorms anymore? Do they really have phones around on campus? I think you're right. This is a stupid and outdated idea, Corbin Guy.
With that. But
the hell?
The contents of the show... The content of the show definitely needs more glory holes. You're slipping, Brad. You're slipping.
I
Come
know.
On, more glory holes.
I'll
more
get to work on
holes.
That.
Or at least more songs about glory holes by Rappy. Everybody loves Rappy. Anyhow.
Yep. Of course
Happy
they
New
do.
Happy New Year. Much love. Bye.
Bye, Corbin Guy. Good to hear you. You sound good. You sound like you haven't been living in the woods for the past few months. That's a good thing. Let's hear what Brad the producer has to say today.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
The producer.
Hey.
Haven't talked to you since last year. Things have been pretty bad up here in the production office.
You've been having to deal with all my FBI bullshit. I know. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you heard about Joey Boots, R.I.P.
Oh, yeah, Joey that Boots. Guy. Totally know what you're talking about.
Just one production note for you today. Whenever somebody is not being very cooperative with their call, e.g. not getting mad, and you like to say, "Oh shit." One time you did it to a church lady, and she still didn't get all that mad. The production note is, next
damn
time you
church
call a
ladies.
Church and you try to do, "Oh fuck," or something like that, you should say, "God damn it."
Yeah, that's right.
Church people would really flip out. I think that would be pretty great.
Maybe a good Jesus fucking Christ. Throw that in for good measure.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, Brad the producer. Thanks for the tips. I'll remember that next time.
Hey, RBCP.
Hey.
Dickface.
Hey, Dickface.
What the hell happened to the goddamn phone, the phone bridge? Like,
the what bridge?
What happened?
The FBI
I'm
took it.
I want to be welcomed into the box.
I assume you mean the phone bridge that was on the T&I machine, which was my asterisk box that was here in my house, which has been confiscated by the FBI, and I've got another computer here to replace it with, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet. I haven't even installed the OS or anything like that. I really need to get around to doing that. I'll do it soon, but the thing is, I'm going to be taking away the voice bridge from the T&I machine, because I only have so many incoming lines now that IP call disappeared. With that service, which was free, it was like unlimited calls coming in, but the new thing I'm using right now, you can only have maybe, I don't even know, like two or three people calling in at once. So I don't think a voice conference would work out too well anymore on my home machine. But maybe we'll figure out a new way to do it eventually. Probably not, though. I don't even want a voice bridge.
You're probably just Special Agent John Mason. We're going to be keeping your computers and other data files
speak
for
of the
approximately
devil.
96 more days as we have information leading to the murder of Miss Cotton and the Mohawk apartment. So
yeah,
go ahead and bring.
Don't forget JonBenet. Also, I also killed JonBenet.
Tape and play this file for you. All right, just start.
What's happening?
All right, got it playing. Listen close, Roy.
Oh, here it goes.
Hello, hello, Mrs. Cotton.
Crazy people. Jesus.
Oh, crazy people.
Thanks for reminding me. I appreciate it, John. This has been great.
Yep, you're done, bud. We're looking at 50 years to life.
Crap.
Good knowing ya.
Yeah, I hope it's only 50 years. I don't think I could do life. 50 years would be much more easier for me. By the way, speaking of that, the whole Mrs. Cotton thing... A lot of people have asked me about that, and I don't think I've ever mentioned it on a show before, or maybe I have and I just don't remember, but I did call Mrs. Cotton back a few days later, or maybe a week later, because everyone kept asking me about it, so I called her back and she was fine. I forget what I said to her, but it wasn't funny because I didn't keep the recording. So just so you all know, Mrs. Cotton's okay. She's alive, or I mean, she was 2 years ago when I checked up on her. I didn't kill her, I swear. I only killed JonBenet Ramsey.
Hey, Roy, prepare for a minute 30 here. And,
well, that's weird, because I see 2 minutes and 12 seconds here.
Miguel B., how you doing, man?
Hey, Miguel.
I'm not trying to get this airplayed, and I just wanted to express, I heard last night, out of the blue, this call from Carlito and Dwight the Plumber, janitor, mm-hmm. To that weird dude who had his wife and his young daughter, underage, minor daughter there, and he was using words like cunt and fucking cunt, you know, the father, in front of them.
Oh my God.
And dun, Carlito dun, dun. Even called him out on it, you know. All right, so, you know, and I've been trying to pay more attention to Dwight and Carlito and these other, you know, and because he said, don't just listen to me, you know, Roy, listen, check out these other dudes. You said that to me.
Yup. I did.
You said that to your audience.
Am I in trouble?
And all right, so this is
what did
fairly
I do?
New to me. I used to do my own minor pranks when I was, you know, younger.
Yep.
But, you know, I think your guys' incredible work here is that you're, you know, you're, at the same time of doing pranks, you're also revealing situations across the country and across the world.
We're stopping child abuse. That's what it is.
Are like, wow, what the hell? And it makes me wonder about this dude during that phone call from the airline company to, you know, from Carlito and
Dwight. I have no idea what call you're referencing, but I know what you mean. We call up people and we get ourselves in pretty weird situations sometimes. Like, for example, the guy, I don't know, a few shows ago where he was listening in to the conversation that me and his wife was having, and I told him it didn't concern him, and he's like, well, I own the house. What do you think of me now? That was a pretty bizarre situation to me, I thought, that he would just blurt that out in front of his wife. That was weird.
How that call progressed to the dark side, and it was the father that was fucking up way more than those two dudes. Anyway, I just wanted to leave this here because I don't know how to contact those dudes. Don't make it easy. You just say, hey, leave a voicemail at this number, and that's what I do. Yeah. By the way,
it's because it's a big pain in the ass. I have like 112 voicemails here. I'm all behind. Nobody wants that kind of responsibility. Carlito and Dwight are smart.
The best job out of everybody. And no offense, Dwight, Carlito, and all those guys.
You hear that, Dwight and Carlito?
You got the voice and you got the mannerisms. Very interesting ingredients. Keep up the good work, man. Bye.
You heard it here, everyone. Miguel is calling out Dwight and Carlito. He's like, oh my God, Dwight and Carlito suck. You're the only good one, RBCP. That's exactly what he said. You guys heard him, right? Okay, sorry. I should quit doing that. I'm always trying to start shit in the community. I'm sorry. And yeah, I know what you're saying. We just hear some really crazy shit just calling up random numbers like we do. Like that food stamp taco lady, for example. I never thought of people using their food stamp money to run a business before. Open up a restaurant out of their living room? That's awesome that I got to bring that to you guys. And some guy in his grocery store got to bring that to me. We're opening up everyone's minds to new cultures and lifestyles and stuff like that with prank calls.
Hey, Steve, Dave. Hey. What's going on, man? Kyle from Florida again.
Okay.
So, you should put a playlist on YouTube of all of your prank calls that had a video in it. That would probably be awesome. But, I mean, you're probably going to say, why don't I just watch the hobo shows? Because I'm a hobo, and I can't afford $5 a month. So just a thought, man. So cacti out.
I will keep that in mind. That might be a good idea. But probably not, because, come on, just pay $5 a month. What are you, a hobo? Hey, that reminds me, if you're a Patreon supporter and you haven't signed up on the website yet, or I just haven't gotten to your email yet where I upgrade your account so you can listen to Hobosodes, I did this thing this week on Patreon where I put the tag Hobosode in every post I made that is a Hobosode. So all 11 Hobosodes are available to listen to now by going to Patreon and just clicking on that tag that says Hobosode. I know a few Patreon supporters mentioned that they couldn't easily find the Hobosodes. But now you can. Just click on the Hobosode link and then scroll down to the bottom and you'll see all of the Hobosodes. It's like magic. And if you don't know what I'm talking about with the Hobosodes, you should be a supporter of the show. Go to phonelosers.org/cactus and sign up for $5 a month. There have now been 11 episodes that you haven't heard because you're not a supporter of the show. Doesn't that make you feel excluded?
Yes, right.
See? It does.
It's Stuart here.
Hey,
this
Stuart.
Time I'm in Colombia.
Hey there.
I had some other message from London, from the payphone.
Ah, yeah, that one.
I tell you that I like listening to your show in different locations. Right now I'm in the shower. Just took a big shit. I'm in the shower now.
That's nice. And, why would you shit in the shower? That's disgusting.
Listening to your show here in the shower. I'll call you again from another crazy place.
I can't wait.
In the meantime, keep it real. Listening to Corporate Favors. Much love, peace, love, and respect.
Bye, Stuart. I hope you at least cleaned up the shit out of the shower and you didn't make someone else do it. Because that's gross.
Buddy White's still alive, not dead.
Oh.
This is Gerald calling.
Okay.
Make that correction on your next episode, please. Actress Betty White, alive, not dead.
Okay, everyone. This just in, breaking news. Betty White is alive. Not the Betty White from the Hole in the Wall Cafe that everybody knows and loves there in Wyoming or wherever that was. She's definitely dead, but the television star, Betty White, she's still alive. I just thought she was dead for some reason. It's my fault.
Hey, Bradley.
I regret the error, everyone.
It's your boy Vinny V here from Jersey.
Hey, Vinny.
Hey,
V.
I called your show before. I enjoy it. I listened to it the other day when I was in the hospital. I had to have a surgery done.
Uh-huh.
I was born with no eyelids, see, so they had to take some skin from my foreskin that was left over and make me some eyelids. I'm fine now, but, you know, I'm a little cockeyed. Hey, get a cockeyed. Hey, give me a rim shot for that. A rim shot, not a rim job. I ain't no homo sapien.
Oh, sorry.
All right, well, keep up the good work, Bradley. I love the show. Bye-bye.
There we go. I didn't have my tablet open. There's your rim shot.
Hey, Brad, it's Redbeard.
Hey, Redbeard.
How's it going, buddy?
Super.
So I was listening to you know, the show from the 7th on the way to work today. And did you say, you said something that alluded to maybe you got your stuff back? I was just wondering, did you get your stuff back from the FBI?
Nope.
Let me know if you did. Great show. Keep it going. Love you. Cactus. Bye, honey baby.
Bye, Redbeard. No, I haven't gotten my stuff back yet, but I do have 7 voicemail messages waiting for me, so maybe someone's trying to contact me and give it back. I should probably check on those. I'm just as bad at answering real-life stuff as I am with the mail, the email stuff from you guys. I'm terrible at communication.
Hey, Dinkle Dick. It's Birdman here.
Hey, Birdman.
Just driving on I-70, heading home towards
Sounding
Healing.
Like crap.
Passing the ghetto. Looks like you live there.
Yep.
Shit.
Yep. You're the one that has to drive through it to get home. So.
I don't care. But I just wanted to call in. I have a
All right, you sound like garbage.
Call the highway patrol.
Bird TV.
Tell them I'm coming for.
All right, thanks for the voicemail. Bye.
Hey, Brad, it's Boring Bob here again. You can please also call me Wayne Trapp.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm listening to your new show January 7th. It is January 9th when I'm making this call. Anyway, it's a good show. I love that you're doing
on
your show now. Almost 2 hours, pretty fucking great.
It is an accident.
On my car, the 1998 Subaru.
I had to make up for not doing a show for a whole week.
Okay. Anyways, can you please do the thing where you mimic the person? It's kind of like a lady that's like, "Hey, how are you doing?" And then you mimic her right back. That was the funniest shit ever.
You can only do that when it's right.
Laptop when you did that one time.
Oh, that's
great. So I hope I catch you in the middle of a show when you play this so you can do it on the next one. Because, I'm not really asking you to. I'm just telling you.
Demanding.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for the voicemail. I'll try and do that soon. But it's not like I can just do it to anyone. I have to do it to someone that has a really weird voice. You just gotta wait for it to happen.
Hey, Brad.
We all do.
This is Greenup. I was just wondering if you knew what Cactar was from Final Fantasy VII.
Nope.
I've called you before.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about, though.
But, yeah, trying to keep under
it's the cactus guy that puts his arms and legs in the shape of a Nazi symbol, right?
30 seconds, you're awesome. I love Four Loko, and I've had Four Loko.
That's great. Four Loko's the best.
Brad. Brad.
Hey there, Nobby.
Brad, I have an idea. It's going to blow you out the water.
Well, here we go.
I was looking on the internet yesterday.
Get ready, everyone.
I came across a story where a man installed, I think it was a landlord installed, a coin-operated toilet. You could use that. And your idea, you've transformed your toilet into a coin-operated toilet. Okay, bye.
Ah, okay. Coin-operated toilet. My mind is totally blown with that idea. I almost want to just do another whole hour of show right now with that idea. But nope, I'm just going to have to wait until the next show for that one. Holy shit, I've been doing voicemails for 20 minutes now. I need to stop. Even though there's a bunch of them I haven't played, like current ones. You guys are just leaving too many voicemails, damn it. So that is the end of today's show. I hope you all enjoyed it. And if you didn't, you can blame Liam C. because he's a sponsor of today's show. Thanks, Liam C., for being a supporter of the show. And thank you to all the other people who support the show through Patreon and phonelosers.org/cactus, such as Cluedo and Kelly S., Miguel F., Stan Trucker, Ben Hard, Milk Brain, Default C., Buster C., Jason B., Brian W., Todd L., Mike U., FOD87, Omni, Robert S., Honey Baby, Julian J., Cody A., Bobo Bob, The Hobo Bob, Ty A., Jeff, Curbs, High School Graduate, and of course Chris and Sarah. There, I read all of April of last year. all the ones that didn't get to be a sponsor of the show last April. That should make them happy. And of course, thank you to Nick Caesar, the Snowplow Show's unofficial artist. You can look at Nick Caesar's art by looking for him on Facebook or going to scary-art.com. Make sure you put the hyphen in there, or it's probably just a porn site or something. I'm going to end today's show with a very interesting song that was sent to me by Jack Heliquin. It sure is something, and I'm sure you guys will all like it. And as long as I'm talking about Jack Heliquin, you guys should visit his, friend him on Facebook or something. He does some really bizarre live streams. I happened to catch him a few nights ago. And he's a very disturbing person, as this song will undoubtedly prove to you. In fact, I'm going to put a link to one of his videos. I'll put a link to the one that I was watching, and he saw that I was watching, and he started saying a bunch of weird PLA stuff, and it was kind of awesome. I'll put that in the show notes. But here is Jack Heliquin's song. It's called PLA Go Away. And I apologize on Jack Heliquin's behalf. Sorry for this, everyone.
She's really old, soon she's gonna die. Then all your listeners cry. PLA, go away. All damn day I listen to you laughing. All your listeners clapping. Hope FBI puts you away.
Down tank, okay?